help them without expecting nothing in return. So when you help somebody, you don't think, oh, this is going to turn to business someday. No, you say, I want to help people. I have a greater why, a greater mission for what I'm doing. This is about helping people, period. And when you help people without any expectation of something in return, that's really how you show your audience gratitude. When you don't hold back, when you give them the good stuff, when you're out there every day helping them solve the things that they're struggling with, I think that's how you show your gratitude to your audience in a real way.
Welcome to this Thanksgiving edition of Star of the Doubts. I'm your host, Jared Easley, and joining us, of course, is Kamanzi Constable, normally from Maui, but Kamanzi, you're not in Maui today. Where are you at?
I am in Jerusalem, Israel.
You are in legit Jerusalem. So, oh my goodness, you've had some amazing pictures on Facebook in the last week plus, and then you've experienced a close call. I think you know what I'm talking about. And then just some cool things that have happened. So for those that aren't familiar with all that's going on, let's just catch them up real quick.
Yes, I came out here like 2.5 weeks ago, I want to say. And before I came to Israel, I had a 12-hour layover in Paris. And it was actually the day before the terrorist attack. It was actually 20 hours before the terrorist attack. I left Paris and I actually ate at one of those cafes that was attacked, which was just crazy. And so I left. I got to Tel Aviv and I'm sitting at dinner with some fellow podcasters that I had met at Podcast Movement, which was pretty cool to meet with them in person. And when I'm at dinner, I turn on my phone and there's like 56 messages. People are like, where are you? Are you still in Paris? And I'm like, what's going on? And yeah, I turned on the news and of course saw the sad news about what happened there. So that was pretty scary. Since I've been here, there's been about, I don't know, Jared, like 5 or 6 people that have been stabbed here in Tel Aviv and in Jerusalem. And a few people have actually died from being stabbed. So it's a scary place, but I felt safe. I don't go to any of those areas like where you would see like that kind of stuff. So for the most part, I feel safe here in Israel and I'm enjoying it.
Well, with Thanksgiving this week, we're talking about what we're thankful for. So clearly, I'm sure Star of the Doubts, you know, listeners can be thankful that you are safe and you've gotten some cool opportunities. But in the midst of that, there's been some tragedy and you've been safe from those things. So I'm grateful for that. Let's kick off a little Thanksgiving episode here with some Thanksgiving jokes. Now, I'm not standing by these jokes, Kamanzi. These are just jokes that I did on a Google search, but we thought that we'd start out with a little humor, and for some, that's going to be very little. So, all right, so I'm gonna give you the question, and you can just give me your best answer, and then I'll tell you what the answer is in the joke. So the first joke, Thanksgiving joke, again, you might want to skip past this. All right. The first one is, Kamanzi, what kind of music did the pilgrims like?
I don't know.
Plymouth rock.
And something else, listeners, we did not prep for this, so I don't even know what he's going to ask.
No, I basically did a Google search for Thanksgiving jokes, and this is the first thing that came up. There is no better way to start off this podcast than doing this. So, all right, here's another one, Kamanzi. Why can't you take a turkey to church?
I don't know.
They use foul language. These are going to get better. Oh, all right, come on. As the official co-host, I'll let you make the call here. Should we continue or should we?
Do one more.
Oh, wow. Okay. So now you're putting the pressure on me. Okay. So we need to do one more. I'll just read the next one on the list here. Why was the Thanksgiving soup so expensive?
Why?
It had 24 carrots. I don't even know if my 5-year-old daughter would laugh at some of these, but anyway.
Somebody's going to be laughing.
All right, we'll segue from that, Kamanzi. We'll go into some interesting facts about Thanksgiving. Now, I happen to know, Kamanzi, that you are an expert on a lot of things. Thanksgiving is one of those things, and so I'm expecting you to get all of these correct. So we're going to put you on the hot seat here. We're going to do a little Thanksgiving trivia. Are you ready for that?
Let's go.
All right, so here's some things that people may or may not know. We'll start out with basically a tradition is born. So this is talking about TV dinners. TV dinners have Thanksgiving to thank. In 1953, someone at Swanson misjudged the number of frozen turkeys it would sell that Thanksgiving by 26 tons. Some industrious soul came up with a brilliant plan. Why not slice up the meat and repackage with some trimmings on the side? And that was the first TV dinner. It was a mistake. So that kind of ties into business.
That's kind of smart.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Okay, so let's go into another one here. Okay, this is an interesting fact. So we'll stage this in a form of a question. So a little bit of history here. If Ben Franklin had his way, would the turkey be our national bird? True or false?
False.
It's actually true, surprisingly. He says an eagle, he wrote in a letter to his daughter, had bad moral character. A turkey, on the other hand, was a much more respectable bird. So there you go. Okay, here's another one. True or false? Is Thanksgiving only a holiday for the United States?
I'm going to guess false.
You are correct. Canadians also celebrate Thanksgiving, except they do it the second Monday in October. So just a little bit of Thanksgiving trivia here. There's a couple more. We could keep going if you like.
Okay, Jared. President Jefferson called a federal Thanksgiving proclamation the most ridiculous idea ever conceived.
Am I supposed to guess what this is?
No, that's a fact.
Oh.
Which is kind of wild that our president or one of our presidents would think that.
Well, speaking of, our presidents have a tradition of pardoning the turkey.
Yeah.
As a part of Thanksgiving tradition. So what are your thoughts on that, Kamanzi?
Pardon the turkey? Sure. I mean, we pardon drug dealers. Why not a turkey?
Well, Kamanzi, there was for a long time you were pardoning all meat. You were just eating vegetarian stuff. So
yeah,
but I think you're no longer pardoning. Is that true?
Well, you know, it's hard, especially when you travel. But one thing I've seen here in Israel is they do vegetables and fruit very well. Like they really mix it into all their foods, and it's pretty delicious and yummy here. So I don't know. I haven't been eating that much meat here.
Yeah, it looks like the food you're posting on social media from Israel is something that I would partake in. So, and then I do want to give a quick shout out to our friend Edie Berg, who came to Podcast Movement, who I believe was a part of a dinner with you and Maron and Julie. It looked like she made like basically a Thanksgiving feast. I don't know if that was
Jared. She can cook. Like she used to be a chef. So
wow.
She told me, Maron, and Julie that it was going to be a great meal. And Maron's like, all right, you got a lot to live up to. We go there and there's like this feast. Like Star of the Dust listeners, this was like, Jared will tell you, this was a feast. Like it was yams and sweet potatoes and it was lamb meatballs and hummus. And it was just a crazy feast.
Well, that's pretty, I saw the pictures and all I could say is I was a little bit envious of that, but that looked amazing. So let's go into our last little bit of trivia here. So there are five states, to my knowledge, and according to this article that I'm reading via Google, there are five states in the United States that have a city. I'm going to say the word city. It may not be a proper city, but they have cities that have the word turkey in the cities. So there are five states, and I'm just going to give you a quick stab to see if you can guess what states these are, and then I'll read out our list here.
I couldn't guess, but I'm going to say some of those are going to be Midwest because we like.
Well, yeah. Give it a if you had to.
So let's guess, like Iowa.
Okay, Iowa's one guess.
Yeah, let's guess North Dakota.
North Dakota.
No offense if you live in one of these states, by the way.
Yeah, I think the people who are listening will be like, hey, you know, the only turkey is Kamanzi on this podcast.
Idaho,
okay.
Let's say, I don't know, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, okay.
That's a random. And let's just say Florida.
Florida, okay. So we got Iowa, North Dakota, Idaho, Pennsylvania, and Florida. All right, so here's what we have. There are, let's see, Louisiana's Turkey Creek, so Louisiana's one of them, is the most populous with a whopping 435 residents. There is a Turkey, Texas. I didn't even know this. So anyone in Texas, if you could confirm that you have a place in Turkey. There's Paris, Texas. There's like the world tour of Texas. Come on, I don't know if you knew this, but you could actually go to all these like different world cities in Texas, like Moscow, Texas. And
they have.
I hear that's a thing.
Texas has talked about succeeding a few times, so that wouldn't surprise me.
Everything's bigger in Texas. All right. Turkey, North Carolina. That apparently that's a place.
I could see that.
Turkey Creek, Arizona. And then you were right about Pennsylvania. They have apparently two places in Pennsylvania. They have one called Upper Turkey Foot and Lower Turkey Foot. And that, according to CNN, is legit. So
that's dedication right there.
I think it is. So all right. So we've had a little fun here. We've had some jokes. We've talked a little bit about what you've been up to and did a little trivia. So now I think it's nice to kind of get into some things. Let's talk about gratitude, being grateful. What impact that can have on your lifestyle, business, and on Starving the Doubts?
Oh, man, Jared, I've had so many experiences this trip to learn that you should be grateful for what you have in your life. I mean, whether it's, tragedy that was out of people's hands, other people decide to harm other people, and you lose loved ones and family members. So you should definitely be grateful for those in your life that you can love and you can hug on and that you can talk to. Be grateful while you have them in your life. I definitely think that's one thing. Another thing that I just did yesterday that I can't stop thinking about it, Jared, it's been on my mind a lot, was I went to a place called Yad Vashem, which is the Jewish Holocaust Museum here in Jerusalem. And that, Jared, was like the deepest thing I've ever experienced in my life. To go in there, to think that you understand the Holocaust, but then to actually go in there and see what happened in vivid detail and very thoroughly, it was almost too much. So to be grateful that we live in a free country like we do, this country isn't perfect. The United States isn't perfect, but we do live in a free country. We do have freedoms. Being grateful for those who serve in the armed forces, and they're out there protecting us all over the world. So definitely grateful for that. Being grateful to be alive. If you're listening to this and you're alive, that's reason enough to be grateful.
Hey, listeners out there, do you like podcasts with cute couples?
And talking about relationship vibes?
Well, take a listen to our podcast, because we've been together for 35 plus years.
And we're old as shit. No, I'm just kidding. That's right. From high school sweethearts to recent empty nesters.
We talk about all the topics of a good relationship.
And we do it with relatability and humor.
That's right. So listen to Dan and Grace, the cosmic couple, on our podcast.
Well said. What are some ways, Kamanzi, for people that are listening who can, they want to show gratitude to the tribe that they're building, the different platforms that they're working on? What are some ways they can show gratitude to those people that they're serving?
I would think that's what it's exactly what you said. And I think that you have to serve. Leadership comes from a place of service. And I think a lot of times people want to, or are told to, be the expert and be the authority. And you're kind of told to be aloof and unavailable and all that kind of stuff. I know anybody who's listened to this has probably heard that advice at some point. You just got to be untouchable so that you can charge more money and all those good things. But honestly, that's what everybody else is trying to do. So when you're the kind of person that's there and you're serving that audience, you're there for them, you're responding. I mean, you can't respond to every single thing because you have a lot of responsibilities. But as much as you can, you're responding, you're there for people, trying to genuinely help them without expecting nothing in return. So when you help somebody, you don't think, oh, this is going to turn to business someday. No, you say, I want to help people. I have a greater why, a greater mission for what I'm doing. This isn't about selling books or speaking at a conference or whatever. This is about helping people, period. And when you help people without any expectation of something in return, that's really how you show your audience gratitude. When you don't hold back, when you give them the good stuff, when you're out there every day helping them solve the things that they're struggling with, I think that's how you show your gratitude to your audience in a real way.
I was looking around to see what are some ways to just show some gratitude to your people. Obviously, a personalized email you might not be able to email everyone on your list that way, but even if you can just kind of hand select some people and just send them a personalized email saying thank you. If you have products, maybe you can offer a coupon or a special discount code to some people on your list or just some folks as a way of saying thank you. Obviously mentioning people in social media posts, like tagging them or tweeting them, not in a spammy way, but just saying, hey, I really appreciate Kamanzi. Kamanzi's done a great job with this and it's helped me with this. When you see those kind of posts, Kamanzi, how does that make you feel when other people are posting those things and tagging you, not because they're trying to get your attention, but they're sincerely appreciative of something that you've done that's helped them?
I think it's a great way to connect, to build a real relationship with somebody that's not a business type relationship, but a human type relationship. And I'm always grateful when people want to genuinely connect as humans.
People talking about opening rates on emails and stuff. One thing that I think is 100% open rate, it might not be 100%, but a handwritten note or card. If you actually handwrite a note and send it in the mail to someone, I bet you that gets opened almost 100% of the time. So that's another way you can show and express your appreciation to people. There's a number of different ways: public recognition, verbal thank yous, a short phone call, gifts if that's your thing, e-card. So I hope that the takeaway, or one of the takeaways from this episode, will be who can you just reach out to this week during Thanksgiving? Not just close friends and family, but also people that have been supportive of you in reaching your goals, and then people that you want to be supportive of as well. And how can you find a creative way to just let them know that you appreciate them?
Exactly. I think there's people that are struggling and hurting that we might see interact with on social media and they put on a really good front, but they're hurting inside. You know, there's no way for you to know that. So your card or thank you or just that gesture of gratitude, that could go a long way in somebody's life.
I really can. And I've seen some creative approaches how people do this. If you need examples, I think Kim Trumbo, again, we've mentioned her many times on the show, Kim Trumbo from Generosity Philosophy. If you just watch her Instagram, like, she's commonly just posting stuff, kind of doing attaboys and pats on the shoulders and stuff, like kind of reaching out and mentioning people in her circle that she's proud of. And I think she's a really good example. If you're looking for creative ideas or just simple ways to, how does someone else do this in a way that, you know, that I could potentially make my own and do it as well. Kamanzi, I know you have a lot to be thankful for. You've already mentioned a few. So let's just narrow it down a little bit in terms of maybe family, finances, health. What are some things that you're thankful for? And then I'll share a few things I'm thankful for.
Definitely having a supportive spouse. Tanya has been amazing all the way through. Having understanding kids. I've done a little bit of traveling here and they've been really good at understanding. It's been nice to talk to them on Skype and see that they're holding the fort down and not killing each other. So I'm definitely thankful for that, because they're teenagers now. And extended family, of course, and even good friends. I'm really thankful for, that's one thing I'm really thankful for this year, Jared, is, you know, like your friendship and the friendship of our mutual friends like Jimmy Burgess and Chaka and Will and even Marin and Julie, who let me stay at their house here in Israel in Galilee, which was just amazing. And that, you know, they know me, but they don't know me. They let me stay at their home, which I thought was pretty amazing. So I'm thankful for good friends. And I'm thankful for the opportunity that we can do this, what we're doing. We're recording this episode. I'm in Jerusalem. Jared's in Florida. And we can do this from anywhere in the world. And we both enjoy this. And the opportunity to do what you love on your terms, I'm definitely thankful for that.
Man, I think that's well said. I would have guessed you're thankful for Maui.
Maui, yeah. It's been a while since I've been there, so I kind of forgot about Maui. But yeah, Maui is a pretty cool place to live.
I want to say a special thank you real quick to Ryan Hack. He recently reached out to us from that last webinar podcast that we put out, and he just had a couple comments and sent that via Twitter. And there's a number of you that do that. And whenever we get those, I know Kamanzi and I just really appreciate that. So, Ryan, thank you for not only listening to the show, but taking time to just interact with us. Anyone who's listening to this, we'd love to hear what you're thankful for. Real quick, I want to share a few things I'm thankful for. Kamanzi, I'm absolutely thankful for you. You know this, and not to have a cheesy, weird moment here on the show, but having your friendship has definitely encouraged me and inspired me, and having you be a part of this show has helped the show. And then, you know, being a part of the book that we have coming out with Stop Chasing Influencers, which is coming out when, Kamanzi?
It's going to come out. Yeah, officially, it's going to come out February 8th, officially.
February 8th. Yeah. And to be a part of that process and to see that starting to, you know, we're on the home stretch now, that's just meant a lot to me personally. And I know a lot of those opportunities have come because you've been very helpful in kind of setting up those things and opening some of those doors that weren't automatically open for me before you came along. So I just want to make sure you know how much I appreciate that. And obviously, I appreciate my wife and daughter, my mother-in-law. She's been staying with us here for Thanksgiving, and it's just been really nice to be able to visit with her. And then, of course, my mom, who I have so many conversations with, and she's that kind of that one person, Kamanzi, when I'm having that challenging day and I don't want to, I don't necessarily know who to talk to about that. She's always someone who's listening to me, and I'm just super appreciative of her playing that role during this season of my life. She's a safe person I can kind of vent to, and I may not be coming to her for all the advice and all the wisdom, but she's just somebody who listens sometimes, and I think everybody needs that. And I'm thankful for health. I'm thankful that even though I may not seem to have what I would like to have in terms of this dream entrepreneurship, you know, lifestyle, I feel like God has absolutely blessed me with a wonderful family and with work that I can do. It may not be my favorite work, but it's things that I can do right now as I continue to build, and just got so much to be grateful for. And yeah, that's definitely my mindset and attitude this week and hopefully every week.
Those are good things. And I'm grateful for your friendship and to be able to be here, and also the listeners. Like Jared said, it's nice to get those tweets and to say, hey, I'm listening, or something that helped you. I love seeing those.
And you and I have been real fortunate. We've had a number of people recently step up and help us with the upcoming book launch. They've been reviewing, reading the book and then leaving reviews. For someone who's listening right now saying, hey, I didn't get to be a part of that, you can reach out to Kamanzi or I. It's not too late. We definitely need help with people who can be on our launch team for the book. And primarily right now, we need help with getting reviews in Amazon. And we can kind of direct you and give you what you need in order to do that. But that's something that you're listening, you're saying, hey, that's a way I can help Kamanzi and Jared. We do need your help, and we do ask that you consider reaching out to us. And yeah, we're excited about the book and all the things coming up. And then, Kamanzi, you're actually coming down here to South Florida. We're going to do, an official book launch party. It'll be before February 8th, but it'll be mid-January here in South Florida.
Yeah, January 16th, the podcast South Florida meetup that's going on there. Jared could tell you where, but we'll have a couple of copies of the book. I'll be speaking on some of the topics from the book. If you're a podcaster who wants to grow your podcast, maybe use large publications or something like that, probably be speaking on that. But you can come just hang out with us and have fun with us as we kind of get the book out there.
Yeah, we did kind of an initial share, letting people know that you were coming from Maui to South Florida. And the response has been just incredible. So many people are like, hey, I'm driving several hours to come to this. So if you're in cold weather and you're like, I need a weekend just to get away, I want to go to Miami or Fort Lauderdale, that's the weekend to come, January 16th. If you want to come down, this is a free event. It's a free meetup. We are going to be selling our book there for the book launch party. So January 16th, if you want to come on down to South Florida and you want to meet Kamanzi and myself and get to hang out with some other bloggers and podcasters, we've got this cool book launch party. As Kamanzi mentioned, it's the Podcast South Florida Meetup, which meets once a month. We're actually co-branding that particular meeting with the South Florida Bloggers Group as well. So it should be an awesome turnout, a bunch of go-getters, people who are, you know, wanting to make moves, who are wanting to be wise. And so we're thankful for that. January 16th, again, if you can come down, no charge, just come on down, buy a couple books to support the cause, or just come down. But yeah, Kamanzi is going to be in South Florida, and we're looking forward to that. And Kamanzi, we haven't really talked about this much, and I'm sure you and I'll post some more information, but there's a possibility we might be putting together a one-day mastermind during that visit as well.
Yeah, we're not together in person a lot, so we like to take advantage of that time together. And there, you know, if you like what things we talk about on the show, you like maybe some of the things that, for those of you that have read the book, talk about in the book, there could be an opportunity for you to learn some of these things live and get your questions answered and see it step by step in person.
Yeah. So if you're interested in hearing Kamanzi speak, obviously you can come down. And if you're interested in the one-day mastermind, be sure to email Kamanzi or myself and let us know that you're interested in that so we can give you that information. That's not something that we'll probably post publicly, at least not yet. So you can be one of the first to know and one of the first to decide if that's something for you. All right, Kamanzi, I think we've said enough there. I just, again, we are grateful for everyone. And is there any final thoughts you want to say for Thanksgiving? I know you've got to travel, so you're going to have your Thanksgiving a day late. Is that true?
Yeah, having it on Friday. Yeah, I'm coming back on Thursday, and it takes a long time to get from Israel to Mali.
Yeah, it does. Well, I hope you have safe travels. Again, thank you, Kamanzi, and thank you to everyone. Have an amazing Thanksgiving. Be safe if you're traveling, and we look forward to hearing from you. And yeah, stay safe. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
If you actually hand write a note and send it in the mail to someone, I bet you that gets opened almost 100% of the time. So that's another way you can show and express your appreciation to people.